And for our last session of the day, ethics issues facing USPTO practitioners. We have two speakers today, Emil Ali from McCabe & Ali, Los Angeles firm. Emil is a registered patent attorney where he focuses on the intersection of IP and ethics matters. His work includes counseling clients on lateral transitions, malpractice avoidance, expert testimony, and response to defense work before various bars in court. Our second speaker is Tim Rooney from the Office of Enrollment and Discipline. He's a staff attorney at the office, OED. His duties include investigating grievances, alleging misconduct by practitioners, evaluating applicants for registration to practice before the USPTO and PAD matters, and assisting with OED outreach to USPTO shareholders. He previously practiced at Pillsbury Winthrop. Gentlemen.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate the prior panel noting that they don't have all the answers, because that is a refrain that I might resort to here as the resident person from OED. And not because I don't have them, just because I don't really want to give them all to you. That's not true. I'm happy to be here. I did this event some years ago, 5-6 years ago. It was around the time they started construction on Eisenhower Avenue. And it's great to be back here. No one got the Eisenhower Avenue joke, I'm sorry. It's horrible out there sometimes. But it's really great to be back here in person, and I really like to connect with people. And with respect to questions, we're going to have, hopefully 5 minutes or so for questions, but I'm going to stick around afterwards since it's the last event of the day, and, can come up and ask me any questions you want to then. Let's get started. There we go. So before I get into the kind of nuts and bolts with the ethics part of the program, I do want to talk about a couple of the things that we do at OED. Whenever I get the opportunity to speak to the bar, I do like to highlight some of the things we do, and they will not disrupt your ethics credit. I promise I put them in almost all of my presentations, and I haven't had a problem. And specifically, they both do relate to ethics before the office. This one's particularly, it's the OED Diversion Pilot Program. And really, this pilot program is something that we have at OED, which enables, under certain circumstances, practitioners to avoid the formal disciplinary process. I'll give you the kind of criteria in the next slide, but this is it recognizes that there is a high level of stress and substance abuse and depression among attorneys. If you've taken a lot of CLEs recently, you've seen some of the presentations that deal with attorney wellness. And I think there are many state bars that have this similar type of program, and we have one too. We've had it for quite a while. And you can see the study there. I'm not going to go through the details, but again, it's something that not all of the scenarios that we see will qualify. And so we have the criteria up here on the screen. You have to be willing and able to participate in the program. No public discipline by the USPTO or another jurisdiction in the past 3 years, unless that discipline was based on the same conduct that we're looking at here. The misconduct at issue must not involve misappropriation of funds or fraud, deceit, misrepresentation, dishonesty, substantial prejudice to your client or another person, be a serious crime, or be a pattern of similar misconduct of the same nature, unless that's, there's some exceptions there, unless it's, minor and related to a chronic health condition or disease. So it's something I think, when you think about OED, a lot of times I've been at OED for 10 years, and prior to joining OED, I know, in my practice, there was some perception of, hey, we're the boogeyman, we're looking to kind of catch you, doing something wrong, and we're looking out, we're looking into your cases. It's not true. We're there to protect the public. We're there to protect the integrity of the patent and trademark system. And this program is kind of representative of the fact that, hey, if we can avoid, in these qualifying circumstances, someone having to go through this formal disciplinary process, it's not going to be the best thing for them to get back on track, right? I mean, if you've got a substance abuse problem and now your license is gone, it may lead to a spiral into something worse. So again, if you meet these criteria, there are certain instances where folks can avoid that. The second program is something that we're emphasizing a lot recently at the office, which is patent pro bono. And the patent pro bono program is something, I'm not going to go through all the bullet points here because, again, we're limited in time, But it's the most important bullet point is the last one there, which has the website where you can go and look for your regional program to volunteer, because the program runs by volunteers. If we don't have the volunteers, it doesn't work. So we have demand that outstrips our supply from the pro bono perspective. So it's really something I like to talk about whenever I get the opportunity.